If your head is just about ready for a really good imaginative shake-up of its contents, you're currently in just the place, as the 33rd Cambridge Film Festival gears up to screen possibly its best ever lineup of inspiring work from around the world. The Film Festival's team have been busily researching and producing an excellent cross-section of new and interesting work, and we'll welcome a host of industry insiders, directors and celebrities to give talks on their work in varied and breathtaking locations across the city. They'll also let audiences ask questions and vote for a festival best film. Film Festival Administrator Emily Boldy introduces the series, which kicks off on September the 9th and runs until the 29th. What marks this year's film festival against ones that you've worked on before?
This year's programme is actually the largest programme we've had to date. So there's even more films than normal, and we cover all sorts of films, no blockbusters, but big budget films, films that don't have distributors, films from all around the world.
Fantastic. And you've got some quite important shakers and movers visiting this year. Obviously, Stephen Hawking is a local celebrity icon in Cambridge. And the film Hawking is being shown. And he's introducing part of that, isn't he, at some point?
Yes, there's going to be a... He'll be introducing it. There'll be a Q&A that was actually going to be broadcast to lots of cinemas across the country. It will be broadcast into screen one as well because of the wheelchair accessibility. It'll actually be done on a smaller screen. But yes, there'll be a Q&A and we're really looking forward to it.
You've got visiting directors. I gather that Kevin MacDonald is coming to introduce his film, How I Live Now. There are a few others who are going to sneak in and out, aren't they, during the course of it?
Oh, absolutely. We've got... they're all in the process of being confirmed, but we've invited a lot of people to come from all over the world. Ones that we have confirmed that we're very excited about, for example, Roland Klick, who's a cult German director from the 70s and 80s. He'll be here for the screening of White Star, which is part of our showcase on his films, which haven't been seen very often in the UK. We have visiting filmmakers like Lucy Walker for The Crash Reel, Andrew Mudge for The Forgotten Kingdom. There'll be a Q&A for Back to the Garden, and Derek Malcolm will be doing that Q&A. So that's the interviewer is famous in himself. So there's a lot. We have world premieres, we have UK premieres, and everybody that's coming, all the filmmakers are generally very excited and really looking forward to talking to the public.
Now, you've got some hitherto largely unseen films coming to the film festival this year. Can you give me a pick of one or two of those?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's incredible. I don't know, I don't want to miss any of them out because they're all so special. I think the ones we're excited about, there's the young Americans filmmakers. So that's young directors that are making films in different ways from Hollywood. So we've got a strand of that. We've got a showcase of Roland Klick's films, which haven't been seen often in the UK. Then we have national cinema specific strands, our German cinema strand, which is as a regular feature of the Cambridge Film Festival, because we have our international programmer also works for the Berlin Festival, so she's got insider's knowledge on the best films coming out of Germany. She's also programmed a strand called Eastern Views, which is about countries from Eastern Europe and the really interesting films that are coming out of them, and kind of the impact of communism on the cinema that they're producing now. Then we have the second year of the Catalan strand, Catalan cinema, for which we've got a director coming to the film The Redemption of Fishes. We've got Iranian films. And then another strand that we're really looking forward to is our music documentary strand, which is packed full of a wide range of documentaries. And we're very lucky to have... We've got a film on Thomas Dolby, and he'll be coming to play a live set after the film, and then we've also got John Otway coming. So fans of those two musicians, it's definitely not to be missed. We also have our usual strand called Micro Cinema, which is actually, it's about budget filmmaking, which is out of the normal industry path. This one we're focusing on British eccentrics. It's the subtitle to the strand with the films, particularly with the films of John Sampson, Mike Wallington, and John Peirce, who some people might have heard of. They're definitely different and daring and, yeah, maybe a bit naughty. Then we have our usual specially programmed selection of shorts. Those are a lot of films that have been submitted to the festival. Our shorts programmer watches over 400 films that have been submitted and then makes these five strands. And as part of the one of the shorts programmes, we've got a short film, which is about 25 minutes long, but we're showing just by itself because it's so powerful, called Just Before Losing Everything. And you can actually get in to see that for free if you have a ticket to any of the other short films. So we'd like people to go along to those. And then finally, we've got a couple of films that might interest the Cambridge audience in particular, which we've programmed in hand with Hawking film, which are Particle Fever, the Lebanese Rocket Society, and Google and the World Brain. So those are kind of science subject films. And they'll have some visitors as well. So
a lot of decision making must have gone behind choosing that mix to make it a really highly spiced affair. What happened behind the scenes?
Well, we've got a team of programmers that work all around the year. They attend as many different film festivals as possible. Very big ones like Cannes and Berlin and Venice, Transylvanian Film Festival, and basically, they curate programmes, they have areas of interest, and they then pick the best films that they find in these film festivals and curate the programme specially for Cambridge. So, it's great. So there's always going to be films that some people like more than others. They really, Tony Jones, the festival director, has the ultimate say, but the programmers do the work for their own strands.
It's great to have the BFI playing a part in the film festival, but not many people realise that the BFI have established themselves in the Central Library now, and they have a massive library of films that you can get into.
It's not very well signposted, but it's an incredible resource that is in the Central Library, the BFI MediaTek, where you can go and for free watch any film from the BFI back catalogue that's been digitised. So you've got a wealth of British films, and you could spend hours in there, and it's all free. One thing not to forget about the BFI is that they're our main sponsors. So without the BFI and without the funding from the BFI, we wouldn't be able to do the film festival.
You do have a number of other sponsors as well. Who are they?
Yeah, we've got TTP. Mm-hmm. They're loyal supporters. Studio 24, that do our website. Cambridge Assessment, who have been supporting our outdoor screenings. Chevrolet, that give us the festival cars. DeLuca, that's our official festival restaurant. The City Council. There's a lot of support from a lot of groups.
Emily Baldy, thank you very much indeed for talking to Cambridge 105. Thanks.
Thank you.